This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. An Israeli airstrike in the occupied West Bank killed a Hamas commander and four Islamic Jihad fighters on Saturday, according to the militant group's media report. And the Israeli military said it had killed four more gunmen in separate strikes. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony.
The Israeli military said the first airstrike hit a vehicle near the city of Tulkarm, targeting a militant cell it says was on its way to carry out an attack. The Palestinian Islamic Jihad groups claimed the other four men involved there as its fighters. Hours later, a second Israeli strike targeted another group of armed militants who Israel's military says had fired on troops. It added that forces had killed four more gunmen in that strike, during what it described as a counter-terrorism operation in Tulkarm. The Palestinian Health Ministry said five men had been killed in the first strike, and news agency Wafa said four people died in the second. Region-wide tensions soared this week after Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh was killed in Tehran on Wednesday. Israel neither claimed nor denied responsibility for the incident.
That is Reuters. Lauren Anthony reporting. Protesters in the commercial city of Lagos on Saturday started the third day of nationwide hardship protests by singing the national anthem that Nigeria's government banned just 2 months ago.
All exciting things that what we are doing right now would yield positive.
For the past 3 days, Nigerians have been protesting economic hardships caused by the president's reforms that have caused rampant inflation, weakened the currency, and inflicted hunger on ordinary Nigerians. Thousands of people rallied in the streets of Venezuela's capital, waving the national flag and singing the national anthem in support of an opposition candidate they believe won the presidential election by a landslide. The government has declared Nicolas Maduro the president in the winner.